Today's Shir Mishneh Berurah Yomi is Daf Kuf Yud Ches Omud Beis, and we'll finish up the Simen Pei Ches that we started yesterday, which deals with the halachos of a Baal Keri Mutar B'Kriyas Shema. Although today's Shir will not really talk that much about a Baal Keri, but we'll talk much more about the halachos of a woman in davening. Yesterday we discussed the Takanas Ezra, which was instituted by Ezra to make sure people would be on a more loftier and spiritual plane. And we went through the Halacha L'maisa today. We went through different opinions in terms of those that do follow this today, whether they have to go to the mikvah, whether they can just use 40 saw of mayim that are she'uvim in a non-kosher mikvah, or just pouring upon themselves 9 kavim, for example, in a shower or something similar to that. Today's shiur, however, will begin with the Ramah, which discusses how does this impact women in general. So the Ramah writes, and this is found at the bottom of Kuf Yud Ches Amud Aleph, Hagar, Yeshikosu, she'ein le'isha nida b'yimei riyasa likonis lebeis ha'kneses o lispalel o lahaskir ha'shem o liga b'sefer. Now, women obviously don't have nocturnal emissions. However, they do have menstruation. And the Ramah is now telling us what essentially were various customs in regards to menstruation and women davening and learning. So the Ramah brings down that there were those that wrote that a woman during her days of nida, when she is actually seeing dam coming out of her, when she sees a flow of blood, it would be forbidden for her to go into a shul, or to daven, or to say HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name, or to even touch a Sefer Torah. And this has brought down the name of the Hagos by money. However, he then brings down the Yeshomrim. There is a much more lenient opinion that says Shemuteres Bakol, that this restriction was not taken upon the women of Israel, and that they in fact can do all of these things, daven, learn, when they're in Nida, v'chein ikar. And he brings down, this is the halacha l'maisa, that women have not taken upon themselves these restrictions that the Hagos Maimoni, in the first opinion of the Ramah, took upon women. But then he adds, however, avol haminog b'medinos elu, in Ashkenazic Europe, he says, the svara is Kisvara Rishona. The Minog and the Medinos of Ashkenaz is that they in fact did take upon themselves these stringencies that the Hagos Maimoni, in the first opinion of the Ramah, said that women took upon themselves. But that's only when they actually have a flow. Ubi Mei Libun, however, during the days of white, which means during the 7 days that a woman counts after she sees to make sure that she's Tahora, so during the Yimei Libun, Noagu Heter, then women didn't accept upon themselves, even in the places where they accepted upon themselves such stringencies during the Nida, the actual flow period of time, but in the Zayin Nikiim days, during the 7 days of Libun, so they never accepted upon themselves these additional stringencies. And Vafilu B'mokum Shenogu L'Hachmir, and even in places where they did accept upon themselves these stringencies, they didn't apply b'yamim noroyim. They didn't apply during the high holy days, which we'll see, start from the period of time when one begins slichos. And he adds, b'yamim noroyim, it doesn't apply. Uchehai gavna, likewise, shirabim misasim leilich lebeis haknesses, under circumstances where people gather in the shul for whatever the reason. For example, we'll see if there's a simcha in the family or if there are major other gatherings in the shul. So the women never accepted upon themselves these stringencies, even in places where they did accept upon themselves this stringency, not to go to shul when they're in nida. And he writes, Mutarin leilech lebeis haknesses kishar noshim. And during these periods of time, they can go to shul like all other women go to shul who aren't in nida. Because it would be a great depression for them, it would be a great sadness for them. Shakol misasim, everybody else is going to shul, behem yamdu b'chutz, and they can't go to the shul. So even in places where they took upon themselves this chumrah, it was never taken upon themselves under these circumstances of the Yomim Noroyim, or large gatherings in the shul. That concludes the Ramah. There's no Mechaber today that we're actually learning, and now we'll spend the rest of the shiur discussing the Mishnah Berurah and some of the Dirshu footnotes and the Halacha Berurah. Mishnah Berurah in Siv Katan Hey writes, Anida, what are we referring to over here? Kosav Rabbein Yerucham, Yesh Toim Loma, there are those that make the mistake, Shanoshim Yoldos, Lo Yikonsu Lebeis HaKnesses, Ash Ovru Arboim Yom Lezocha Ushmonim Lekever. There are those that extended mistakenly this restriction for those that accepted upon themselves that a woman in Nida wouldn't go to shul. They mistakenly added on that this also includes the period of post-childbirth. After 40 days for a zocher, they wouldn't go to the shul, and for 80 days after in a keva, they wouldn't go to shul. He says, this is a minok tos. Here you should protest because that was never the custom. Even amongst those that were stringent about this, it wasn't the custom that a woman couldn't go to shul after childbirth. It was only specifically for nida. Why bedafka nida? So Dirshu footnote number 15 brings down the reason for this. He says, ubitamum shel ha'osrim, those that had the custom not to let a woman go to shul when she was in nida, he brings down from the moruk tziyah, when the dam flows out of the woman during her menstruation, it is considered halachically like kimo keri vidomim litzoa. It is considered like a nocturnal emission or a semen emission, or it's considered like excrement flowing from her body. And therefore, she's not allowed to read based upon that, according to these opinions. He brings down from the Torah's Chaim, from Rav Zonnenfeld, Zatzal, Shariah's Domo, Domo Litzoa, that this Dam has the halachic status of Tzoa in this regard. He then brings down from a different Torah's Chaim, from Sofer, I'm not sure who exactly that is that he's referring to, whether it's anyone from the famous Chassam Sofer, Ksav Sofer family. This Sefer, the Torah's Chaim, writes, Kosav Shekach Nira Midivri HaBesomim Rosh. This is the opinion from the Besomim Rosh. However, Ledaito, Dino Kamoshiorid Lo Dam Mehatchorim, he says he feels that this is like blood that comes out from hemorrhoids. And he brings down from the Shelus Achuvus from the Radvaz, Shekisheinu Bo Mehamei, if you have blood coming out from the rectum, but it's not coming from the intestines, so then, this has the same halachic status as blood coming from any other part of the body, and if it doesn't have a foul smell, it would be mutar lispalo liyado. It would be permitted to daven against such a flow of blood. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Vav writes, Olu hispalo, that a woman doesn't daven in this state, so he brings down from the Binyam Zev, who writes, Shalo nahu gurach, shalo lichnos lebeis haknesses, to not daven, that was never included in this acceptance of this minhag, for those that did have this minhag. That was only that they shouldn't go to shul, but they certainly should daven. V'lo lira sefer Torah, and that they shouldn't see a sefer Torah. That was the custom. V'gam kishim espaleles, eno omedes b'pnei chavruseha. However, he says when they did daven, they wouldn't stand up in front of their friends. U'mishum minog v'kovet osin kei v'lo mishum iser. But they only did this because in those days, there would be maybe visible that the woman was in fact bleeding, and that would be a lack of kovot. And not because it was osir to do so, but just because it wouldn't be tznius, and it wouldn't be covered for the woman to be seen in such a state. Ad kan l'shono. This is the conclusion of the statement of the Binyamin Zev. The Mishnah Berurah brings down, he says, Zechein hiskimu achronim. In the Shaar HaTzion, he writes, the Prichodosh, the Mogen Avram, the Mogen Giborim, and it can as well be muchach from the Gra, that a woman tzricha l'spala b'beisa ulevar kol habrachos. A woman certainly is not exempt when her nida comes upon her from davening in her house and from saying all the brachos. Ubifrat birchas amazon v'kiddush u'min haTorah. And certainly, benching, which is a daraisa, and kiddush, which is also min haTorah, which we fulfill by making it al hayayin, so this is certainly required for a woman to do. And he says, look in the Mogen Avraham. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Zayin comments on the Ramah, saying that in Ashkenazi communities, they did accept upon themselves, the women, this chumrah not to go to a shul during the days of their flow. He says, the Mishnah Berurah writes, U'medinoseinu no'agim hetel yolam. He says, in our time, several hundred years after the Ramah, the custom has changed, and women do go to shul even when they're in nida. Umevarchos mispalos, and they do in fact make all the brachos, and they do in fact daven in the shul. However, the one restriction that has remained, mikol ha'makom lo yistaklu b'sefer Torah b'shor shemagbim no sol harus la'am, that when the sefer Torah is being picked up for hagba, the women who are in nida shouldn't be looking at it. And Tisha footnote number 19, he brings down that this act of Isser Histaklus, that the women shouldn't look at the Sefer Torah, he says it's not only during Hagba, Lav Davka B'Shas Hagba Sefer Torah, it's not only during Hagba, El Shalom Liros Klalis Aksav Shal Sefer Torah, women who are in Nida shouldn't be looking at a Sefer Torah. Furthermore, the Mishnah Berurah writes, Od Kosav, Shaloi Konsul Beis HaKvaros Ad Shiit Bilu. Women had the custom that they wouldn't go to the cemetery when they were in a state of halachic nidus, and this would seem to imply even during the Zayin Nikiyim over here, because they were still forbidden to their husbands, and they wouldn't go to cemeteries until they went to the mikvah. The issue footnote number 20 brings down that this is also the source of the custom that women had, that they wouldn't go to the cemetery when they were pregnant. He brings down from Minchas Yitzchak, Dain Weiss, Tam Ludover, the reason behind this is, Al Pi HaMavur B'Mishnah, based upon a Mishnah from Parah, Shalitzorech HaChonas Efer Parah Aduma, that in order to make the ashes of the paraduma, they would go to various stringencies for various reasons. L'hotzi milibon shel tztukim, to take away from the opinion of the tztukim that said that the Kohen Gadol was not allowed to be a tful yom. Without getting into all the details of this, there was a stringency that the tztukim held, which is not lahalacha, and the rabbis, in order to show that the tztukim were wrong, so they bedavka were metame the kohen gadol who would be preparing the paraduma in a certain way, and then make him go to the mikvah, and he was called the tful yom, and he was allowed to do according to halacha, and the tztukim were very upset about this. So in order to show them that they were wrong, the rabbis specifically did this, but in order to make sure that people did not take the tum and tara leniency in this one regard and apply it across the board, so they were very, very strict in many other areas of the preparation of the Parah Aduma. And one of them was that they would only have women who were absolutely tar during their pregnancy, who gave birth to children in absolute tahara from Tumas Meis, have those children that were born from such a pregnancy go and be metapeled, go and do work with the Parah Aduma, bring the water for the ashes for the Parah Aduma. And he brings down a beautiful idea over here, the Minchas Yitzchak. He says that nowadays women don't go to the cemetery when they're pregnant because B'mherav B'yameinu Mashiach should come and we're going to need to have the Parah Aduma made, and these women will use their children who are kept in absolute tahara during the pregnancy to be the children that will bring the water for the Parah Aduma B'mherav B'yameinu. A beautiful idea. In Dishu footnote number 21, he brings down the name of Rav Bosner Zatzal, Shelechatchilo Ein Lo Leleches Klal. Nowadays, women have the custom not at all to go to the cemetery when they haven't yet gone to the mikvah. However, he brings down B'moka Matzorich Mutu Lo Leleches, but under circumstances that are important and pressing for her to go to the cemetery, she would be allowed to go to the cemetery even if she hasn't yet gone to the mikvah. And he says, however, she should be careful not to stand within Arba Amos of any of the kvarim, of any of the graves. Likewise, he says, if a woman is going a distance to pray by the graves of either great tzaddikim or by the graves of her relatives, and she suddenly sees dam, and it would be very difficult for her to come back at another time to these cemeteries to daven by them, so he brings down from the Shulchan Malachim that it would be mutter for her to go to the cemeteries even when she is in her nidus. However, he does point out that if she knows she's in her nidus, she shouldn't be visiting places like Meron or other graves of the Kedoshim or Rishonim, Tanoim, etc., when she is in her nidus. The issue footnote number 22 brings down the difference between why in the Beis HaKnesses we only don't allow her, according to that custom, to go while she's actually having a flow, whereas to the cemetery we don't allow her to go even during the Yemei Libun. So he brings down from the Shiuri Shevet HaLevi, from Rav Ozner Zatzal, Shele Beis HaKnesses Osur Ola Elikonis Mishum Ginai. To go into the shul, it's because it's an embarrassment to her, so to say, to go there while she's in a state of flow, but it's not because of any tumah, so to say, that's associated with it. It would just be embarrassing for her. However, to the Beis HaKvaros, it's an aspect of tumas nida, and this tumas nida is still upon her until she goes to the mikvah. The issue footnote number 18 brings down the interesting question, can she go to the Kotel HaMaravi? So he brings down from the Sefer Oma Nichoma, She'ein Zeh Kolul Beheter Shekosav Mishnah Berurah Shenogim Bo Minosenu. He says this is not included in the heter that women have to go to a shul. They shouldn't go to the Kotel HaMaravi. Mishum Shemalas Hatvila B'makum Zohi Gedolu B'yosef, because this is a very, very holy place, and V'yesh L'Hachmir Bo. He says that women should be machmir not to go during the nidus. However, he says, Omnum Kishirotzi L'Spalo Shom Al Tzorosa, but if she's going there for personal needs to daven, she is allowed to go to the Kotel HaMaravi, and this custom, which some had accepted, is pushed aside. Because if a woman is in need of davening by the Kotel, so that pushes aside for those that had this minhag, that they would not daven in a Beis HaKnesses, so but they would be allowed to go to the Kotel HaMaravi. The Halacha Berurah states very clearly, Kishem shekol hatmeim chayovim betvila ubrachos. Just like anybody who's tamei, as we pointed out in yesterday's shir, is chayev to daven and to say all the brachos, so too an isha nida is chayevis to say all the brachos and to daven. And this is true even during her actual days of flow. The osa lo lihimona mitvila ubrachos bimei riosa. And she should not stop chas v'shalom from saying brachos and davening during her nida flow days. And if she has taken upon herself such a custom, she should break it, and she doesn't even need Hataras the Darim. It's a wrong custom. And then he says, he says, in the places where the women have accepted upon themselves not to go to shul during the Anida, and they don't look at a Sefer Torah, he says, that was a minhag of Ashkenazim, but it never was accepted upon the Svardim, and he says, the minhag among Svardim is certainly to be makel on this, and he says, if the Svardi women wish it to be machmer on herself, she does have the permission to do so, but that wasn't the minhag among Svardi women. And I would dare say that the minhag amongst even many, many Ashkenazi women today is that they're not machmir on this and that they do go to the shul during their days of nidus. However, it seems clear that the poskim all seem to suggest that she shouldn't be looking at the Sefer Torah during her actual days of flow. And I think one can really see this in the reading of the Ramah and the Mishnah Berurah itself, who say that when the women are gathering, and it would be a tremendous depression and a very great sadness for the women to see everybody else going to shul and they're not going to shul. So in many communities nowadays, this would seem to be fitting the halachic reasoning that this applies on every Shabbos. If the women have a custom of going to shul every Shabbos, so then they certainly should be allowed to take advantage of this kula over here and go to shul even in their days of flow nowadays, when most women have not accepted upon themselves this chumrah, and it would be a great sadness to them if everybody else is misasvim v'hem yamdu b'chutz. Finally, Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Ches writes, when do we call the period of the Yomim Noraim? So he writes, Miyom Rishon Shol Slichos Ve'elach Mikra Yomim Noraim L'chol Kiyai Gavna, that we start considering the Yomim Noraim, the High Holy Days, from the days that you start saying Slichos. For Ashkenazim, this would be the week normally before Rosh Hashanah. For Sfardim, this would be from the period of time of Rosh Chodesh Elul. Again, as we pointed out from the Halacha Berurah, the Sfardim didn't have this custom, however, most of the time, not to go to shul if they were nidus. V'u'adin in Mesia Binah. Likewise, if a woman is marrying off her son, or bita, or a daughter, or she be'atzma yoledes, or if she herself has given birth to a child, shaholchim u'beis ha'knesses achar abor shvuos, and the minhag was that they would go to the beis knesses after 4 weeks, sharei, then afal pishi nida, even if she's a nida, she would certainly be allowed to go in those situations. It would be a tremendous sadness to her if she couldn't go. V'chein shemutorim leil ha'beis ha'knesses sharei, gamkin l'spala b'chozeh l'kuliyama. And if she can go to the shul, she certainly can daven over there, according to everyone. Finally, the Halacha Berurah writes, V'hanogim l'hakil isha nida l'leches b'mei riyos l'beis ha'knesses, and those that are mekel, as are many, certainly amongst the Sfardim, and even amongst the Ashkenazim, to go to shul when they are in nida, hu adin shemuteres l'leches l'spal l'yad ha'kosal ma'ravi. The Halacha Berurah is of the opinion that women can go even during those days to the Kosal ma'ravi, even though, as we pointed out, the Oman Ichoma was more machmir. He says they would be allowed to go to the Kosal ma'ravi, umuteres l'gas b'avni ha'kotel, and they can even touch the holy stones of the Kotel HaMaravi. That is not a problem according to the Halacha Berurah. He brings this down to the name of his holy father, the Rishon Lezion, Rav Avad Yosef Zatzal, as well as many other poskim. That concludes today's shir and Simen Peches.